With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Throughout the coronavirus pandemic, many businesses have had to cope with closing and reopening as the state goes in and out of various types of lockdowns. But there are some businesses that have never reopened, either because they weren't allowed to or because financial strain forced permanent closure. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
For almost a year, Ray the Penguin has had full reign of the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Well, almost. It's more like Ray is taking supervised field trips to visit some of the other sea creatures, like the fish in the kelp forest and otters.
Just so pretty. Should we go keep walking?
That's Ray with Amy Greenybaum, who leads the team that cares for resident birds. Ray has this special luxury because since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, the aquarium has never reopened.
Well, for the last 11 months, we've had no one coming in through the door, any paid guests at least.
That's Cynthia Vernon, the chief operating officer of the aquarium.
So we are down in terms of revenue. We've had zero revenue coming in from an earned standpoint.
That money is used to care for thousands of different animals at a cost of $1.3 million per week. To offset the cost, they've had to dip into their endowment, and they continue to run a donation campaign that's raised over $20 million. To cut back on expenses, the aquarium let go of some of its full-time staff.
We had to lay off about 40% of that staff, which amounted to about 240 people who were laid off. We're just heartbroken that we lost so many valued and great colleagues, but we felt it was necessary.
The same sentiment is echoed by InShape CEO Francesca Schuler. Prior to the pandemic, the company had 65 fitness clubs in secondary markets across California, including 5 in the Monterey Bay area.
When we closed in March, we had a little over 3,100 employees. We now have a little over 600. So that's an 80% decline in team members.
What does that look like locally for InShape? 260 staff members have been laid off. 2 clubs have been closed permanently in Carmel and Pacific Grove, and the company is going through bankruptcy.
We voluntarily filed for Chapter 11, but needed to do that because we had no revenue for a year and needed to restructure the company.
Schuler is optimistic, though, saying they have new investors and restructuring will help them weather the long term.
Don't get me wrong, as a CEO of a company going through Chapter 11, it is really hard. But if I think about the bigger impact on our state, it's the health of our communities and the unemployment.
She believes that if fitness clubs had been allowed to safely reopen more as part of the state's blueprint for a safer economy, that could have had a positive impact on health, particularly for those with chronic illness, because people would have kept their exercise routines up, she says. The blueprint, as it stands, only allows outdoor exercise in the most restrictive purple tier, 25% indoor capacity in the orange tier, and expands from there.
So we believe we would have been part of the solution, and the business devastation would not have been nearly as big as it's going to be. We're still not open, by the way, so we're still not open.
Schuler is frustrated with the state. She's calling on the current administration and public health to open up dialogue with them.
I don't think small businesses can weather too many more months of not having sales or having restricted sales.
That's Rob Fairley, a professor of economics at UC Santa Cruz. He focuses on entrepreneurship, racial equity, and labor markets. His research on the pandemic has revealed the devastating impact on small businesses nationwide. Fairley studied 2 months in 2020, February and March, and found the overall number of U.S. business owners plummeted 22%.
The entire Great Recession, which lasted just a little bit over 1.5 years, we only saw a 5% drop in the number of active business owners in the U.S.
And like the actual coronavirus, the impact has disproportionately affected minority communities. During this 2-month period fairly studied, African American owned businesses dropped 41%, compared with white owned businesses declining 17%. Fairley says there's a real concern that some small businesses could go under permanently, and adds it's up to local communities to do their part in supporting them. On the other side of that spectrum, for businesses like InShape and the Monterey Bay Aquarium, they're ready to reopen safely. They're just waiting for permission. Michelle Loxton, KAZU News.